here in the U.S., if you're trying to buy a house this spring, you might face some stiff headwinds. The National Association of Realtors said today that the median home price hit a new record in March, $375,000. And there's also a record low supply of new houses to buy. NPR's Scott Horsley has been looking at all of this. Scott, hello.
Good to be with you.
Let's start with the home prices. The median home price hitting $375,000. How is that happening?
Home prices have jumped 15% in the last year, and that just speaks to the really hot demand, although maybe not quite as hot as it had been. Sales of existing homes were actually down a bit in March for the second month in a row, down 2.7% from February and down about 4.5% from this time last year. But there are still a lot of people who want to buy houses, and as you mentioned, there just are not a lot of houses for sale on the market. Right now, there's about a two-month supply of existing homes. That's up just a little bit from February, and almost all are selling quickly. Nearly 9 out of 10 homes sold last month were sold in less than a month.
So interest rates for new loans are also way up, 5% last week on average. How is that affecting the market?
Yeah, that 5% average on a 30-year fixed mortgage, according to Freddie Mac, is up. It's still low by historical standards, but it's up a lot from just over 3% from a year ago. And for that median-priced home, if you were to finance it, that rise in interest rates means your monthly mortgage payment is going to be about $340 higher than it would have been a year earlier. That's just because of the rising interest rate. That's on top of the price increase we've been talking about. So, yeah, a lot of would-be buyers are finding themselves priced out of this housing market, and that's only going to get worse as interest rates are expected to keep climbing. Now, at some point, that jump in interest rates will start to put some downward pressure on prices, but we're not seeing that yet. And one reason is that there are a lot of cash buyers out there, investors and others who don't need to get a mortgage. Cash buyers accounted for 28% of existing home sales in March, and that's the largest proportion in 8 years.
And then we add one more wrinkle here, which is that there's not a lot of houses available to buy. The Commerce Department reported this week that housing starts, that's new residential construction, is up 0.3%, or at least it was last month. That doesn't sound like a lot, but just any increase was a surprise here. What trends are you seeing?
Yeah, but all of that increase in March was in multifamily homes, apartment buildings, that sort of thing. If you look just at single-family home construction, that was down in March. And the pattern with housing permits, which are sort of an indicator of what's on the horizon, tell a similar story. Permits for apartment buildings were up in March, but permits for single-family homes were down by almost 5%. Now, builders do have a lot of new houses in the pipeline, but they're taking longer than usual to finish. Home builders, like just about any other kind of business, are being affected by shortages of labor and lumber and all sorts of other materials.
Can you read the tea leaves on what it means that builders are more interested in building apartments than single-family homes?
Well, they're still building more single-family homes. That still makes up the lion's share of the market, about two-thirds of housing starts last month and more than 60% of permits. But the ratio is not quite as lopsided in favor of single-family homes as it used to be. They are building more apartments now than they do typically. And that speaks to probably more demand for apartments and other kinds of multifamily units, either because of lifestyle choices or, more likely, affordability.
So I hate to do this to you with only 30 seconds left, but is it possible there's a bubble brewing here in the housing market?
Well, housing is one of the sectors that's most sensitive to interest rates. So as the Federal Reserve pushes rates up in its effort to get control over inflation, we would expect to see some drop in demand for houses and maybe some adjustments in price. That might not be an absolute drop in prices, but at least a slowdown in the double-digit housing inflation we have been seeing. That said, we're starting from a pretty warm spot, so there's a lot of room to cool off before you start to feel any sort of real chill.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.